From several stories up at Exelon's Albany Green Energy Plant, you can see a massive pile of chipped-up wood known as biomass. A long conveyor carries it up into the plant.
Then we've got this reclaimer screw here that pulls it in, feeds it back into the plant, into the boiler.
The biomass burns to make electricity for Georgia Power. Around the corner from the wood pile, a long tube snakes off, carrying leftover steam to power a Procter & Gamble plant. From the top of Albany Green Energy, you can also see trees, just miles and miles of forest in every direction. But
we're not just going out grabbing a tree and being able to use that tree.
James Lucky is the plant manager.
Most of our fuel is coming from treetops and mill residuals that come from paper mills or something like that.
They're burning the stuff that can't be made into lumber or paper products. Advocates in the timber industry say there's plenty of wood waste like that in Georgia that could be made into power. Johnny Bembry owns a tree farm in Pulaski County. He ends up with waste when he thins his trees to prevent fire and disease.
Waste from the thinning is going to have to be burned. It's either going to be burned in the woods and wasted and release carbon in that manner, or it could be burned for energy creation.
The Georgia Forestry Association, an industry group, is calling for more power plants around the state that burn biomass. They say it's a good use for leftover wood, cleaner than coal and renewable because you can keep growing trees.
They're talking about sustainability in terms of what we replant.
Vicki Weeks is with the Dogwood Alliance, which opposes biomass power.
And we're talking about we can't afford to lose 40 to 50 years in terms of CO2 uptake.
Regulators consider biomass generation carbon neutral because new trees soak up carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. But Weeks points out a key hole in that calculation. It takes time for the trees to grow back. Researchers say it actually takes about 11 years for a new tree to replace one that was cut. Marilyn Brown at Georgia Tech studies biomass.
Whether or not that's a problem depends on how threatened you think we are by climate change. I am personally feeling very threatened.
We may not have 11 years to wait for trees to grow back. Last year, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change called for rapid and far-reaching changes to reduce carbon emissions by 2030 to get climate change under control.
You can't grow a lot of trees between now and then if we rely on biomass plants to large scale over the next decade.
But on a small scale, it might make sense. Ultimately, Brown calls biomass an intermediate energy source, not the cheapest or the cleanest, but viable as one piece of a system that has lots of energy sources. That's what the timber industry is calling for, small plants scattered around the state. Andres Villegas heads the Georgia Forestry Association.
So we're talking about a few grains of sand on the beach, really, at the end of the day.
The key will be finding a balance that gets the most out of Georgia's trees and still keeps the state's forests growing and soaking up carbon. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.